Wayne in Tacoma, Washington, west of the Rockies. Hey, Wino, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen, and thank you, Sir George, for taking my call.
Thank you.
Dr. Wallach,
yes,
I'm interested in things that will improve the enhancement of taking nutrients. You've already mentioned that taking the amino acids 5 to 10 minutes before you eat is what you're supposed to do, and that's what I was trying to verify, one of the things. I also read you're supposed to take your, I think what it is now, your turmeric that's laced with West African pepper.
Got to have the pepper in there. That's right.
You're supposed to take that 30 minutes before and 30 minutes or 30 minutes after you eat. The one other thing I wanted to cover was the double sugars. I've been taking pain medication for 20 years now since I retired.
What pain?
Slows down everything, you know.
What kind of pain?
So
You're talking about joint pain, back pain? What are you talking about?
Yeah. I've got a broken back and a broken neck.
Ouch.
So I have to take the Generalac, Contilos.
What do you weigh, sir?
And I'm down to 235. I was at 380 for a long time.
Oh my gosh, okay. And how old are you, sir?
But I've been on low carb now, strict for a couple years now, and I've lost that weight. But of course, that also bulks you up in that. So, you've got to take that double sugar. And I'm wondering, and I've read about the double sugar just recently, that it can actually improve your digestion of things.
May I ask how tall you are, sir?
Pardon me?
How tall are you, Wayne?
Well, I was 6'4 and a half. I'm now 6'2 and a half.
Okay. So you've lost 2 inches in height. Do you have any ringing in your ears, a tone or a noise?
No, sir.
Do you have any balance problems?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about a friend of mine by the name of Terry. He was 6'11", big basketball player. He broke his neck, and he is totally paralyzed from his neck down for 6 years. Quadriplegic. Nothing below his neck for 6 years. We put him on the program I'm going to tell you about here, and in 3 months' time, he's out playing soccer with his kids.
Wow.
Kids. Okay? He's one of my best friends. He's a guy who actually... George recorded my audio cassette tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Terry Porter's his name. Okay, so anyway, basically what happens here is people forget we need things, okay? Our cells die, every cell in your body, whether it's cartilage cells, bone cells, liver cells, brain cells, heart cells, everything dies by the rate of tens of thousands per second. This is just natural lifespan of these cells. Our body has the equipment to rebuild and replace those cells immediately as they die to replace them with new ones. But they require raw materials. And, well, it's nice to be concerned about what sugars you're going to eat and this kind of stuff. You got to do two basic things. Number one, you got to maximize your absorption so you're going to get the bang for your buck when it comes to, and I mean that financially as well as biochemically, you want to get the bang for your buck, so to speak. So you're going to get all the nutrients necessary to give your genes the raw materials they need to replace those cells immediately. Because if you get less than optimal amounts, you're going to start getting symptoms. If they're missing completely, you die. Okay? And so that's what happens here. So, again, my thesis on 20,000 autopsies is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. And then I did that other project in China with 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that died of that heart attack. Out of one province, Kishan province.
Doc, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back and let you wrap that up and take final phone calls. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And let's go back to Wayne in Tacoma, Washington. Wayne, I want to make sure you got everything answered. Do you have any more questions?
Well, I have a question for Wayne. What do you weigh, Wayne?
Yeah, well, I'm right at 235 right now.
Okay, 235, okay. Okay, got that. Very good. And 6'2" and a half at this point, lost 2 inches. Now,
right, that's when I fell and broke my back, right?
And so did you have an accident, like a car wreck or fall off a roof?
No, I actually fell off a sea diving bell on the hard ground and landed on my butt, so it crunched L11 and 12, T1 and 2.
Yeah, okay.
Ouch.
Tagged them.
Let's see, and how long ago was that?
45 years ago.
Okay, so you should be healed by now. Okay, and so do you have any ringing in your ears or a tone in your ears, like a anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay, do you have any hiccups or dry cough like COPD?
No, sir.
Okay, good. Any diabetes or high blood pressure?
No, sir.
Okay, very good. And so do you have any arthritis, joint problems? They want to replace your knees or hips or anything like that?
Starting to have some knee pain, yes.
Okay, so here we go. Basically, it's a miracle you're still alive if this happened 45 years ago, because really what you need at this point, again, body weight 235, get rid of all the bad stuff so you can maximize absorption of the good stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, no sugars. I want you to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, You get two bottles of the MSM, so you can take nine of those a day, three with each meal. They're designed to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. I've had people who've lost 7 inches, Wayne, okay?
In height?
In height, yeah. You know, these little old people, they get this degenerative disc disease, and they lose 7 inches in height, and then just 6 months, they've regrown them 5 inches. They've gotten recovered 5 inches. So you can expect to recover some height here. And also, this is the raw materials necessary for your body to rebuild the cartilage, ligaments, tendons, and your knees. But when you have pain in your knees, this means you have arthritis in your shoulders and your vertebrae and your hips and your ankles and every place else. And a knee replacement is not the answer here. You need to give yourself what your body needs to replace all that stuff. So vitamin D3, I want you to take nine of those a day, three with each meal. That's three bottles a month of our vitamin D3. Maximize absorption and depositing of the minerals in your bones and joints. You're also going to need the glucogel. And so you can either take the capsules, 15 of those a day, that's two bottles a month, 5, 5, and 5, or if you prefer the liquid, it would be 3 ounces a day, an ounce with each meal, that's 3 quarts a month. And you don't have any diagnoses of cancer or anything like that?
He's listening on his radio, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay. So if you don't have any diagnoses of cancer, you can also take what we call Immortellium, which is a stimulus.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Immortellium, I love it, because it will actually be the raw materials for your stem cells to go to work and rebuild things. So you can go ahead and take three of those 3 times a day, 3 bottles a month, and then call us every couple of weeks, and you can be a great testimony for a lot of people, because you're a miracle man. If you survived that fall for 45 years, you have all these issues, and you didn't die, the good Lord wants to keep you around. So take these things, give your body what it needs, and it will repair itself.